Falcor's Flight.
Falcor's Flight was created mostly because I wanted to see if I could. I'd mentioned on Twitter that I needed to slow down on the creation of new teas because there were only so many that should be in process at any given time. Not an uncommon thing to hear from me these days, as one of my primary stress responses is to create. These particular statements will also sometimes involve ruminations on the teas or flavors I want to be working with, to give an idea of what it is that I am attempting to avoid doing. This inevitably leads to more tea ideas, which is unhelpful in the moment, but excellent for our journey forward. In this instance, this led to questions regarding what teas we had in certain categories, jasmine and fruit. Realizing that I hadn't combined jasmine with any fruit other than citrus, I decided I wanted to try combining that particular iconic flower with a more potent fruit. It seemed like it would be challenging, but might lead to quite tasty results. I should not have been as intimidated by the concept as I was. Jasmine is a flower, but it is not as delicate as many of the floral elements we use in our teas. Granted, it is not in the lavender range, but few things are, even taking into account things that are not flowers. I used this blend as a reason to start playing with a new type of tea, green kukicha, reasoning that a lighter, brighter tea flavor would lower the difficulty of the experiment overall. Admittedly, I had also wanted a reason to start experimenting with that tea, as the roasted one is one of my favorites and I'd celebrated finding it. I was curious to see how it acted prior to roasting. It took a little fiddling, but the new blend did not disappoint on any level as it came together. I was more than a little surprised at how relatively easy it was to make it so that both the jasmine and the cherry were in the forefront, in tandem like the players in a well-rehearsed orchestra. To me, it tasted a little like hope. That might be colored by my glee at having managed a thing I thought would be so difficult. But it was bright and sweet and resonant, without being fragile. This led naming thoughts to the childlike empress from Neverending Story, or potentially Neil Gaiman's death. But neither of those seemed quite right. In the first case, discussions with Mr. T have led to scribbled notes for an actual T. In the second case, I'm still pondering whether or not I want to tackle a series of teas for the Endless, because if I make one, I will end up making them all. Riffing from the childlike empress thought, one of the stalwarts in the tea naming group suggested saluting Falcor. And that clicked. The scene where Bastion and Falcor fly together? That was a touchstone for me when I was younger. It was hope and joy, and belief. When I first began writing this tea post, I was a bit bemused by the fact that it seemed rather an inappropriate season for it. This seemed like a tea for spring, for all those glorious beginnings that occur as the world begins to wake up. Seedlings sprouting, bulb shoots struggling up through the ground to greet the sun and begin their progression to glorious flowers. But as I've talked through my thoughts on this tea, and what it feels like to me, I've realized that perhaps this is the right time for it. As that hope, that belief, and remembering bits of joy are things that are sorely needed for many of us right now. I don't expect a luck dragon to become a part of this story and save us from the bullies rewriting the fabric of our lives, but I do think we need to hold on to hope and find ways to fuel the will and drive to keep striving against these dark times. And I remember the times when other people have become Falcor for me. Not always intentionally, sometimes merely because of the example they set. But it reminds me that we can lift others up merely by how we choose to act, who we choose to be. I am going to keep choosing to believe. I am going to keep choosing compassion. I am going to continue to try to make the world a little brighter in the places I can reach. And if I need to, I will channel my inner dragon to help those around me. Now for the basics. Falcor's Flight contains Green kukicha, jasmine, and freeze-dried cherries. All are organic. A batch weighs in at 2 ounces and will make 25 to 30 servings of tea. You can purchase it as loose tea, or we can make it into tea bags for you. For loose tea, we offer a 5-serving sample and a full batch in a bag or tin. As tea bags, we offer a single tea bag, a 5-tea bag sample, and a full batch of tea bags in a bag. Falcor's Flight can be purchased in both our personal shop and our Etsy store.